Hello, everyone. Welcome to another installment of the Rebel Room, coming to you from Oklahoma City. The NCAA tournament, UNLV getting set to take on Northern Iowa tomorrow. And with that said, we got a special guest from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier, Kelly Beaton, UNI beat writer. How you doing?
Not too bad. Good to be with you.
Well, we both had our respective journeys down here. Took a while to get here, but it's Wednesday. It's the day before the games, which is always interesting. You kind of get a look at the teams that, you know, the team you're covering is playing that you don't know too well. And, you know, I'll ask you your impressions on UNLV from having not seen them before, talked to them before. Impressions on kind of what you saw today.
Yeah, I had not seen them play much this year, to be honest with you. Watching them come out, I was a little, you know, surprised at how long and athletic they looked. They looked like a strong team. They looked a lot like Siena, who you and I played earlier this year. Siena's a 13 seed in this tournament. A lot of people thought they should have been seeded a little bit better than that, actually. So I was impressed with what I saw in UNLV, especially I think Kendall Wallace, the guard for UNLV, the first guy to walk off the court, he makes a half-court shot and just kind of struts off the court like Larry Bird. That looks pretty intimidating.
Well, you'll learn that Kendall's range is pretty much anywhere past half-court. So, had my first chance to talk with some of these UNI guys, and, you know, I'll tell you, it takes me back to the 2007 NCAA tournament. I was covering Kansas at that point, and I remember when Kansas played Southern Illinois, and I've kind of noticed that this team has a lot of that in them, in that they're just a very tough, gritty, disciplined team, almost kind of the epitome of what the Missouri Valley is about. Would you kind of say that this team, this Northern Iowa team, is sort of the epitome of what the Missouri Valley has kind of become?
I'd say there has been a few games where they've surprised people with their offense. They beat Old Dominion and Creighton back-to-back a couple weeks ago and scored over 70 points in those games. They had their transition offense going a little bit better than I think you would probably think just looking at their season-ending stats. But you're right in a lot of respects. They just asked Coach Jacobson at the press conference, what's the wow factor about your team? And he kind of laughed. You know, he said, there is no wow factor. We're just a team that all works together, and it starts with their defense, which only allows 54.3 points per game. And if there is an eye-opening thing about UNI, it is their defense. They've had in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament, they just set a record allowing 44 points per game. It was a pretty impressive defensive performance. Then again, that was 11 days ago. Maybe they've lost a little of that momentum. We'll see Thursday.
Well, now, a lot's been made in this matchup of the two different paces. You know, you mentioned UNI's pace that's a little more slowed down. They want to keep you in the 40s or the 50s, make it ugly. And UNLV tries to, you know, they do play pretty hard defense, but they also try to run you and get in the 60s and 70s. What is the key to, you know, for UNLV, the key to obviously getting their pace inflicted is their defense in the first 6-7 minutes of the game and getting in an opponent's head. For Northern Iowa, what is the key to getting into an opponent's head early and kind of making sure that their pace is enforced?
Well, I think the start of this game is going to be pretty key Thursday. Last year, you and I got off to a slow start against Purdue, and they talked this last week. That ended up hurting them. They lost by 5 points. They've lost their last four NCAA games, Ryan, and they lost each four of those games by exactly 5 points. So that's kind of a wild thing working against you and I, a wild trend working against you and I. Early in the game, those first two TV timeouts, you and I's had a lot of games this year where they've been up like 11-2, and they've kind of just taken control from the outset. So I think if UNLV comes out tomorrow, and it's even after those first two TV timeouts, UNLV can be feeling pretty good about itself.
Well, now a big thing with UNLV is their ability to spread an opposing defense out, and one way they do that is with a guy, Chase Stanback, their starting power forward, who can shoot the three, step out, you can put it on the floor, and basically score from about anywhere. It sounds from talking to Northern Iowa players and coaches and whatnot, it sounds like he's maybe been the biggest focus for them this week. You know, how do they really approach going against Chase Stanback in it?
It's going to be interesting. Yeah, they don't face a lot of real athletic power forwards or, you know, that four guy in the Missouri Valley Conference. The thing you and I has going for him, though, is Adam Cook. He was a Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year. He's about 6'8", and he put on a lot of muscle over the offseason. He's about 245 and pretty strong. And he's kind of a guy that's surprisingly quick. You look at him at the tip-off, and you don't think he's a guy that you're maybe circled on the scouting report, but he's surprisingly quick. He's got to have a big game tomorrow, I think, definitely, for you and I to have a chance.
Now, a guy who I had a chance to talk to earlier, who I really enjoyed talking to, was Luke O'Rear. You know, just a character, and one of his teammates actually said that's the guy that kind of epitomizes the Mountain or the Missouri Valley. You know, the sixth man of the year two years in a row, loves that role. Does a lot of the dirty work, sets great screens from what his teammates say. And talk about the importance to a guy like that and the difference that he could potentially make in a matchup like this.
He's kind of a guy where you look at his stats at the end of the game and they don't jump off the page at you, but when you had watched the whole game, you would have thought he had better stats. And he's kind of a cross between Dennis Rodman and like Bill Laimbeer a little bit. I mean, he just gets under opponent's skin. And yeah, you're right, to a large extent, he epitomizes kind of that physical play people associate with the Missouri Valley Conference. That said, though, there's no one else like Lucas O'Rear. I mean, he's just a tough, tough guy.
I notice his left wrist is wrapped up. I know he sprained it. You know, it sounds like he's going to play. What's the kind of health across the board for UNI coming into this one?
I tell you what, Ryan, it's been a wild year for UNI. They have had hardly any serious injuries. Johnny Moran, kind of their starting shooting guard, he was dinged up for about a five-game stretch at midseason, and that hurt him a little bit. O'Rear sounds like he's close to 100% from what he's telling me. I think he's going to play no matter what, obviously. He's a tough guy. But health-wise, UNI is in pretty good shape, and that probably doesn't bode incredibly well for UNLV, but we'll see Thursday night.
Well, before we get out of here, we got to get predictions out there. It's part of the game. So what are you thinking? I guess before predicting the score, do you think this game is played at a fast pace, or is it, you know, I mean, because a lot of people have undersold Northern Iowa's ability to score in the 70s and 80s, or is this a game that's going to be played down the 40s and 50s and going to be an ugly affair?
It's going to be real interesting. I think Coach Jake this whole year, he's wanted him to play a little bit better transition offense, and he really mentioned that in these practices leading up to the NCAA tournament. So it wouldn't surprise me if it's a game that scored the final score, somebody scores in the 70s. I think if it does, though, that favors UNLV. And, boy, I just think it's a real 50-50 toss-up. From seeing UNI this year, I would give them a slight edge, but the odds makers, your buddies in Las Vegas there, have UNLV as a one-point favorite. I can't totally argue with that. I kind of see UNI coming out, though, with their first NCAA tournament win since 1990, but this is a real toss-up game.
I think we're both going to kind of agree to just not come to a conclusion here because, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, UNLV's size and length, like you mentioned, is an advantage, but this is an experienced Northern Iowa team, and, you know, UNLV is a team that plays with only two seniors in its rotation, but neither of them play big minutes. Northern Iowa, on the other hand, a team that, you know, this is kind of the last chance for a lot of these guys to make some noise, and a very senior-laden team. You think that's going to play into it somewhat, that you do have such a senior-heavy roster?
I think the first 8 minutes could be key because you alluded to the fact UNI has a little bit of pressure on it with all its veterans, and I think you're right there. Everybody in Cedar Falls and Northeast Iowa, where UNI is located this whole year, is really put a little pressure on this team to get that first NCAA tournament win since 1990. The school only has one previous NCAA tournament win, so there's a little more pressure on UNI, I would say, and maybe that'll play to the Rebels' advantage.
Oh, we're going to see tomorrow, 4:10 p.m. Pacific time, 6:10 Central here in Oklahoma City. Kelly, I'd like to thank you for joining us today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Sounds good.
All right. That's it for the Rebel Room. We'll talk to you after the game tomorrow night. Take care.